3 o'clock and time for my daily caffeine kick. My choice? I'm not really big on coffee, so I always crack open a can of soda. I know it isn't the healthiest choice, but I really like soda, so whatever. But I was reading over the ingredients one time, because I'm weird like that. And I didn't really see sugar listed as an ingredient, which is odd, because my parents always told me that soda's full of sugar, whatever. And yeah, my favorite, Dr. Pepper, has like 40 grams of sugar per can. But it's not really sugar, it's high fructose corn syrup, which by some accounts is even worse than regular sugar. High fructose corn syrup is kinda gross. It's corn that goes through a chemical process to become a super sweet syrup used like sugar in a lot of highly processed foods like soda, candy, ketchup, cereal, crackers, bread. Pretty much everything I eat. But high fructose corn syrup is different from sugar. It's a liquid that's piped into trucks. Yummy. It gives food and beverages that it's in an extra long shelf life. Exhibit A, Twinkies. And high fructose corn syrup is 20% cheaper than other sweeteners due to federal subsidies of corn and high tariffs on imported sugar. And that is the root of the problem. Corn. We have so much of it in America that we use a high-energy chemical process to make our own sugar. Corn is a great crop in that it grows like crazy, but it's also hugely bad for the environment. Corn is a crop that isn't rotated, and it's a nitrogen hog, so it very quickly depletes the nutrients in the soil. And on top of all the pesticides that are sprayed on the corn, it also needs a huge amount of fertilizer, which runs off into the ocean and can cause dead zones, which are entire areas of the ocean, usually near mouths of rivers, that are starved of oxygen, not to mention it probably wastes a ton of fuel in the process of being processed into processed foods that go all over the country. So, what's the most eco-friendly sweetener? Unfortunately, it's not the widely used white stuff either. It's actually organic honey, preferably local, or real maple syrup, not the kind that's all high fructose corn syrup, the kind that I like. Or perhaps brown rice syrup, whatever that is. Or I guess you could always just do what your parents wanted you to do in the first place. Avoid sugar altogether. Your waistline and your planet will thank you for it. This is Libby Donovan, reporting for Blunt Youth Radio.